Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Last time with the World of Vala ties that bind. Left alone at home with Orion Rodrigo, Ivan Fogor attempted to trade his skills while everyone continued their community service. This plan was quickly ruined as a local gang by the name of Firebrand returned to their turf to discover our heroes have reclaimed their home as theirs. After a short physical exchange and the return of the rest of the party, a ceasefire was called, and the two parties decided to unite underneath a single banner, thus forming a new gang within the city of Alexandria. Chapter 12, Diabolic. Power does not corrupt. Fear corrupts. Perhaps the fear of a loss of power. John Steinbeck. Fireboot, year 10,121. Day 10. 8 p.m. So it's been an eventful day for you guys, huh? After getting all of that stuff done with the car, with the wall, you guys are currently back within your main house, sitting within a sort of dining area, eating some miscellaneous food. As Damien walks into the room. So the original four are in there. Damien, Ziomaris, Ivan, Vera. Damien looks at you guys just like, well, get ready to put your dancing shoes on, folks.
Dancing?
We have our first job.
How do we get that? We've barely been a gang for a whole day.
Yeah, we need to make a name for ourselves. So that are the perfect place to do it.
Okay. All right.
Go on.
So, Vera, whenever we needed a little bit of money to squat in all the houses that we did, I would do this thing late at night where a group of like-minded gentlemen would come together and settle our differences.
For money.
I'm sorry.
So a hearty debate?
Of some kind.
Are weapons allowed?
They're kind of frowned upon.
All of them?
Are runes allowed?
Can you, explain further?
Ivan, why don't you just go with the flow?
Go with the flow. Well,
even Orion are already outside.
Does the flow include my horse?
No.
Ah, so horses are frowned upon.
You hate to see it.
At least otherwise stated. The thing is, you guys are druids in training, not thinking like other types of fighters. Not everyone fights like that.
I was just talking about guns.
Yeah, I mean, could you shoot your gun in a 50-foot radius?
Yes.
Well, I guess you could use it.
Yes.
Fine. Where do we have to go?
That's the beautiful thing. We're in the pit, baby. It's already here. We just gotta go. It's not that far from us.
So, just to clarify, you are saying we should duke it out with others for money.
I mean, if you want to say it so vulgarly.
Thing is, I'm high. Because Vera's gonna raise her hand real quick. Like, yeah, the thing is, to bet money, we need money. And if we lose the bet hypothetically, then we would be out of said money.
Honestly, who in this town can beat me?
I mean, do you know everybody in this town?
You're pretty confident. We'll see where this goes then.
I don't know. I might. I can make clones. Can you make clones? I can make like 50 and send them out into the city and meet everyone over the course of like a week.
Xeomars quietly raises their hand. When he says, "Who in this town could beat me?"
Xeomars, you know that was a fluke win. Like, you won, but you had to shoot me to win.
Xeomars just shrugs. He's smiling. These are my weapons, Damien. What'd you expect? You just have to punch me to win? This is an argument.
You know, Damien, I trust you. Well, why not? What am I doing this evening? This is, homework is, like, we have another, like, day before we have to go back to school. What am I doing with my time?
You can cram all night.
Wait, we're still going to school?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. That wasn't the expectation I had.
I just thought.
Are you going back to school?
And then you see him snap his fingers. And he summons a clone of himself. And then you see him whisper it into the air, and the clone takes off.
Oh, what was that about?
No problem. Nothing.
Okay. I'm becoming less sure of this idea. Are there any alternatives to making money? Like, the pit's a big place. There's got to be some unsavory jobs that some people don't want to do.
Yeah. Also, your contact is like Mariah. Do you want to just contact Mariah and give us like...
It's like 9 o'clock at night.
There aren't like beasts around here to wrangle.
We're in the middle of a city. Yeah, that doesn't happen that often, I don't think.
There's one where I got here. I got paid for that.
It came from the land of Rokanders, didn't it?
I think so. Well, yeah, but I didn't bring it here.
I didn't see that.
Not real.
I didn't see that.
Did you have an adventure just like it? No, I didn't see that. That was Sam saying that.
I just said I'm getting a lot of looks. They're not appreciated.
So everyone agreed that this. Like, the thing is, I can just go by myself, and you guys can just stay here.
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
Nah.
We'll see how this works out.
I'm curious.
I'm your number one supporter, baby.
We might as well.
Also, Ivan, if you're not comfortable with this, you can stay here.
No, I'm done for whatever.
You sure?
I'm very sure, yeah.
Okay. So, who's riding with who? I feel like we need to get more vehicles.
But horses are frowned upon. Okay.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure you can bring Alexandria. Alexandrite, sorry. It's the nation of Alexandria. But I don't think they'd let you use Alexandria in a fight.
Fine.
Unless you did like a 2-on-2 fight.
That sounds promising.
Ooh. What if we fixed the fight? Where we had a bunch of kids. So essentially we're fighting each other, but then one of us takes a dive.
I mean...
Now the 1 to 100 odds.
Xeomars?
I'll turn a blind eye.
Are we fixing every fight?
We can fix our fights.
That's not as many fights if there's a lot of people.
No, I mean, like, it's like we would, like, be like, yeah, we don't know each other. And
also,
then...
I don't know if they're going to put us against each other, dude. So are we introducing ourselves as Diabolik, or are we just gonna just go for it?
Not sure. I feel it's probably be a good time for, like, PR. So you want people to join our gang.
We do need recruits.
We need recruits. We'll introduce ourselves as Diabolik, but I still want... the rigging of some kind of bet gambling thing to be in the docket for later.
I guess I'm okay with that.
Let's see. We might not even have to rig the fights.
True.
So who's fighting? Is it just me?
I'm down.
I'm not doing anything.
I could be down, yeah.
Why not?
Okay. going? Whose cars are we taking? Who's riding with who?
I'm taking my car.
Okay, I guess Eve could go with you.
That works.
Oh, isn't Ryan coming? No, right? Yeah. Maybe you can just ride with me.
And Ryan can be with me.
Okay, you guys double up. And you guys head over to... Are you sure you're not going to need the extra bit of protection?
Are the druid cloaks not just going to snitch on us?
I have a jacket now. I don't know if that's... This is a white jacket. People have white jackets.
Druid bandana.
The thing is, the druid cloak does stuff you reduce like illegal.
Oh, is this illegal?
Is it?
Is having a gang illegal?
You guys have already talked about having a gang. I haven't made a comment about it.
No, I want... Derek, there are a lot of moving pieces to this world. Sometimes I just think you keep stuff to yourself.
No, I'd make a comment about it. It'd be very obvious if you guys, because the thing is, it'd stop you from moving if you guys are doing something bad.
Wait, we're doing something legal. We put our hands over her.
I don't see this.
Like it's covering its eyes. Yeah, you don't see this. Never mind. Druid bandana.
I thought it was like a thing where it's just like, yeah, if you don't think that you're doing anything wrong.
No, it has very set rules.
Okay.
Don't do anything bad.
You're about to kill someone in the ring? No. That's not cool. In that case, Drew bandana on.
Mine's a jacket. But like a denim jacket kind of thing.
Oh, so we're changing the fabric style, huh? Oh yeah, I have a denim jacket. I actually have like patches that are coming out. Druid patches, one's about Alexandrite, then I have another of Igor, and then on the back, there's kind of like this painted motif, there's a lot of ice, and like lightning, a little bit of water,
ooh, and then
there's like this big rune that's actually my family crest rune. I'm not really sure what it does right now, but like, I just thought it'd be dope.
These are funny.
And then the studs on the shoulder are actually stalactites, so they're just jutting out.
That's sick, actually.
Ice. Yeah.
Yes.
As you guys are moving to the area, you guys realize they may didn't tell you guys what it was called.
Alright. I figure Damien, I figure Vera and Damien are on the lead. Should we just follow?
Yeah.
We're there.
Sorry, that was just like if you guys wanted to have a conversation about asking, hey, where are we going? Because he still hasn't told you guys like much.
So, where is this place at?
Yeah.
It's at a little bar called Chaos.
Oh, fitting. The perfect place.
Fitting. Out of curiosity, we won't die, would we? What are the rules? What's? That's funny. Sorry, Derek wrote Chaos. But it's with a K-A-O-S. Okay. That's comedy, baby.
Okay. What?
So do you know, like, anybody that, like, frequents these sort of, like, fight club places?
Ivan, of course I do.
Okay.
Me.
All right. I was hoping you knew, I don't know, higher-ups or something.
I guess, like... I'm aware of the owner.
Okay.
This place is also run by a gang called Chaos. They're really pretty cool.
Are they gonna be upset with us stepping on their turf?
No, they always let people fight, and like people from gangs fighting these things.
Oh, okay.
And how many times have you won?
Almost all my fights here. Huh. I'm a pretty good fighter. I feel like everyone keeps downplaying me here. My business card says I fight good.
You stay true to your word.
Academics seems like it's you guys' thing. Fighting, that's my thing.
Zumar's nods. Zumar's raises his hand. It's like, you got me. You're right. Fighting is our thing. We have a gang together now, baby. It's you and me.
I have integrations. I can pull some steam.
Oh, yeah, you always afraid of getting into a fight because, oh, my spirit wouldn't like me anymore. My spirit wouldn't like me. So I was tempted to make that in character, but I decided not to. I elected in that moment not to.
Wow, you're so deep.
I'm so deep.
Wow.
So you guys get to the bar. You get the Chaos Bar. And it is packed. It is pumping. It looks, like, exciting as hell.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You hear a very deep synth beat coming from the area. It's reverberating around the entire space.
Alright.
Lights are shining around. I need you guys to roll a perception.
Yeah.
That's what I could do first time. I got a 6.
14.
7.
So you, Ziavaris, realize that all that's the lights that are coming off of the building, it's simply magic. It's like they're using magic, concentrated magic, as lights.
I wonder why they would do that.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It can't be. I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to say it because I don't trust my memory. But
well, let's roll a history.
We're gonna roll a history.
Or an insight.
We're gonna go with history because I get a +2. I got 19.
Okay. You realize that this seems very much like Magitek.
Wow, you're right.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's coming from a spirit. It doesn't. But it feels like it's like artificial magic. But it doesn't feel like the same Magitek from Rokander.
And I relay that? Weird. These lights are made out of magic, but it's kind of like Magitek. But not quite like what we have in Rokander.
Orion speaks up from the back of the horse. Yeah, about that. Magitek in Rokander is built off my mom's magic. This isn't my mom's magic at all.
So these lights are made like artificially with like artificial magic?
Yeah.
I wonder how that tastes.
Taste?
What?
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 Zio?
What?
Do you eat light?
How? And Damien kind of just looks at you. I didn't know you guys can do that.
Don't worry about it.
So
Zimar's just shrugs. Y'all are gonna make it weird. We're not gonna talk about it. So I get a lot of looks right now.
I'm trying to relate to you, baby. I'm trying to learn about your world.
I'm just trying to understand my friend. So you're gonna drop that and just gonna.
You're just gonna go?
Just gonna glide over it?
It's not a big deal where I come from.
We drop it and we leave. Why are you making trips up? Yeah, making the man uncomfortable. Game!
Okay.
Back up!
Okay,
back up.
Okay.
I got you, babe. I got you.
Fine.
Jeez Louise. We all have our own backstories, you know?
Yeah, that's about it, but it's the same way y'all eat food. I didn't think it was too different.
Damien's like, you say the same way we eat food. Does that imply that you don't eat food?
The food is magic.
Then I'm gonna have Damien roll a history. I thought I remembered you eating food.
I mean,
You do you, Zio.
Thank you. I will. Anyways, if y'all see one of those lot things, give me one.
You also, within your original perception roll, you also saw that there is a side part of the bar called the coop.
Huh.
And it says spirits only.
Oh.
Huh.
Music still coming out of there. You see spirits trailing in and out. Drinks in hand. You know, just vibing.
Does it seem like they're... I'm so sorry. Does it seem like they're only unbound spirits, or does it not really matter?
It doesn't seem like it matters.
ZMRS points up to it. Seems like there's a side place for the spirits over there. They want to... I want to hang out. Did Radigan come with us? No. I know. I knew it! In my heart, I knew Radigan didn't come with us. I know. In my heart, ZMRS and Radigan looked at each other, and Radigan very quietly, without saying anything, just shook his head. ZMRS nodded, and that was it.
And so, like, I guess I kind of, like, ask Alexandria, like, yo, buddy, it seems like we might be here a while. Do you want to, like, check out that sidebar? And then I guess do I have to roll to see his answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Lindsay. Sorry. I'll just be like, hey, Mia. I'm going to make eye contact with Mia, and we're going to have psychic link. Go on, Joseph. I'll say it after.
10.
Drum roll. Can a horse shrug?
You get the impression that, yeah, I'm just going to go in there.
All right, so then Ivan hops off, and then he kind of motions Orion to, like, hop off. He gestures. And then he's like, all right, don't.
Orion doesn't jump off yet. Orion takes out one of his knives. He throws it, and it lands on the ground. And then he just gets off the horse.
I love that. I'm so imagining a name stuff. He's like, hey, you have the remote? Sure. He's 2 inches away.
He snaps the remote on accident. Tumaris launches and just kind of shakes his head with a smile.
Under his breath, Ivan's like, it'll be faster if you just got off the first time, but it's fine.
Like an old maid.
And then he tells Alexander, don't drink anything. You can't drink and drive. Like, joking.
He's like, hey, you're a designated driver.
Don't have too much fun.
Hey, if you see some honeys, you know what to do. Disgusting.
We just kicked out our weird roommate. Made him live underground. ZMRS, I believe, looking, huh? I wonder if I could ever bring Samael here. Samael in the mines, fucking screeching. Flooding the place with void virus. That would have been a great idea. Instant win.
Before we get off the topic of talking to her spirits, I'm gonna get off of Mia, and I'm just gonna be like, hey, because we have a link.
Yeah, you still gotta roll for it.
Okay, cool.
Roll nature.
Let's see. 13 and I got
14. Yeah, it works.
So I'm gonna mind link and give her the eyes like this, and essentially I'm gonna tell her just like, hey, keep your eyes and ears open. If something shady's happening up, if something shady's coming up, let me know. You know, via. And sorry, I didn't say it via mind link. I didn't. You weren't in the room with me, audience. So essentially, like, yeah, something goes up, let me know, and we will bounce.
ZMRS looks at Eve. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I figured, go for that.
Mia instead of, like, just giving you a nod or anything, like, Alexandra's already started during to the club. Mia just falls afterwards. You get the wolf equivalent of a thumbs up. It was the end of the conversation.
No, that's fair. No, fine.
They're gonna go drinking with their spirit friends.
That's adorable.
That is adorable.
Already? They made friends? What were they? I guess they don't spend all their time together.
Maybe not. Okay. Yeah, B-side episode was everyone's spirits hanging out and icing out. Icing out the Anonis. Yo, it's a fruit. Keep that thing away from me.
No. Xiomaris looks at Eve and is just like, yeah, we got a park.
Sorry, I don't know, that was funny to me.
We can park over there.
Alright, are you sure you don't want me to drop you off over here?
Sure, it's up to you.
Car.
Oh.
No.
Well, I guess we can walk together then.
Well, we're just a piece of shit, Eve.
No! No, we do that again.
Get out of my car.
Who the fuck are you?
She said it was up to me, but I'm not gonna kick you out of the car.
What I wanted you to do was to kick her out of the car.
It's up to you. Oh, all right, I'm gonna start driving.
You can take a roll if you need to. All
right. No, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna park. We can walk over together if you want.
Sorry. But are we close enough to you for me to hear that?
I guess we're just. Guys already got off my
yeah.
car. I mean, you guys already got off my car. I'm still in the car. I gotta park this thing. I just got some upgrades. I don't want this thing to get stolen.
That's right.
I gotta put my car alarm on.
I was gonna do like the grade school thing with like, and that's what I was gonna do.
Did you do it? Did you do that?
Yes.
Roll performance.
I'm so sorry. Oh wow, these guys never roll well for me. Performance, that is a...
Yeah, speak to them.
Sorry, a performance that is a 15.
Okay, next to Xiomaris, Eve puts her head in her face and she starts, like, blushing. Two friendship points lost with Eve.
No.
I'm doing this new thing where I'm telling you guys directly when it's happening.
No.
Friendship points lost to Xiomaris. Xiomaris just kind of looks at Vera and is like,
no.
All right. And then drives away.
No.
Sorry about that, Eve. I don't know. I'm really flashing
with that. Jamie Tracy is just like, what'd you do that for?
I thought we were doing something silly. I'm sorry.
Right, it looks just like
monster. God, man.
He throws his knife into the club. High or low for favorable results.
He's a monster.
Low.
Whenever I open my mouth, I lose friendship points with someone.
Damn.
47. It's low. Is it low?
Okay. It doesn't hit anyone in the club. As he teleports into the club.
I was hoping, like, on a wrong roll, nothing would happen and he has to walk.
I would love that. That would have been fun. Well, then they'll get my knife.
I just want to establish this. Social link up? Social link down? Is this social link reverse? Is this like a thing?
Yeah.
Is this a just Derek thing? Can we be like, not it?
The thing is,
socially down.
Oh, also, audience listening to it. There is a relationship system in the game that's run by me. The problem is, it doesn't have a clear name to it. So I'm just calling it, like, friendship points and romance points. They can go up and down. They're scored out of 100. It's to determine how close the NPCs and the player characters and the NPCs and other NPCs are with each other. So it might get another name rebrand down the road, but as of right now, it's the relationship system.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Whenever I open my mouth, I'm just ruining my relationship with people around me. I'm sorry.
All roleplay is a confession.
It's
you're saying that you're not really my friend.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
This is actually a fun podcast.
That's how I sound whenever I talk as Vera.
Little did you know, this has been the long con. You've been here for the story, but what you were actually here for was the meta story. The slow build up and breakdown of the bonds within entertainment stew.
Yeah, the ties that bind is the company itself, and now it's gone.
We're going to self-implode, but... just for it's a performance art. The drama that you get from watching reality TV, we've decided to unscriptedly follow the same trajectory.
Welcome to the world of Vala, ties that crumble.
I thought what you were gonna do was gonna be like, welcome to real world of Vala.
Oh snap.
Yeah, baby, yes. Let's go to the club.
So the party awkwardly reunites in the club because of Vera's comment. Orion, you see him, you see as you guys get closer, he looks at Vera. And he throws the knife again, teleporting to it, a distance away from you guys.
Xiomaris is markedly standing farther apart from Eve, like, than before. Before it was just casual distance. Now there's a pointed distance between them.
I'm sorry, Vera.
I'm sorry. What are you going to do? I'm sorry. Eve, look at me. I'm sorry. I'm going to roll.
You do that here?
Well, everyone's not talking to me.
Damien's still next to you.
Damien, I'm looking at you. Why'd you bring me out of the house? Just embarrass myself.
And then Damien grabs your hand and he's just like, well, that's how you learn how to talk to people. You have to be around people a lot. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be hard. But you know, we're almost normal here. And I'll be here for you. And then this interpersonal relationship drama that started over an inane comment. Mm-hmm. Something immediately else grabs your eye.
Alright.
Are you rolling?
Yeah, roll perception.
Joshua, you don't ask for roll.
Well, there was a long
if
pause and I was...
If you're rolling, he's gonna make you roll. And my dice are having good to me today.
Damien doesn't see it. Orion didn't see it. Perception.
Oh my god, 89.
Also, there's a lot of light in the club, right?
13.
Yeah.
Xiomaris puts his visor on.
It's a lot of neon lights. So.
Yeah.
And what did you get?
I got 9.
What did you get?
19.
19? You don't see it. You're clueless with Damien and Orion. Oh wait, does Eve see it? No. There is a... what essentially leads to be a stand where the music is coming from. It seems to be coming out in like waves of air out of this like giant box. As someone is standing on there and he has like a shot glass in his hand and he's just downing shots. It's a shirtless man with white hair, and you see stripes of like neon blue just zigzagged across his hair. I'm never gonna die! All are welcome in my kingdom! As he like outstretches his hands, and it's like you see his muscles like kind of ripple as he's like gesturing.
He's the life of the party.
And then you see him, you see like You see him point out people in the crowd. People are like shouting at him, like, yeah! Woo! Yeah! And then he's like, someone give me the motherfucking stick! And then someone throws a microphone at him. As he catches it. And the music starts turning down. So we reach the quota for tonight. Shut the doors! Shut the damn doors! The door slams shut behind you guys. And the lights go out. And a spotlight shines on the man. Who's ready to rumble? And then the giant arena spotlight shines down as the floor separates. And there's a 50-foot ring that's on the ground as a deep pit is made in the ground. And you guys are welcome to Fight Club.
Wow. I love that.
That's great.
This is fun.
Also, can we say that legally? Is that copyright? No, that's fine. Sorry, this.
God, Vera, you're always making things awkward.
I should leave. Put me in like, social class first. I need to interact with people 101.
Vera in the club. Dancing awkwardly.
Yeah. Really? Whoa, Vera!
Is that a type of club?
Dang, yo, queen, take a breath. Come back in. Take a breath. Take five.
Get some air.
Recollect. Come back in the game.
Meditate real quick, queen.
And then you see someone. You see the ceiling open up in a hexagonal pattern. As a winged Territorn comes floating down in a ray of golden light as he lands in front of the man on the mic, and he seems to materialize on top of a shining platform. I'm glad that you have come to my establishment today. It's a bit dirtier than the ones I normally go to, but there's a lot of spirits here. And then you hear the people being like, you hear the people grumble in the audience like, dirty, but also he did say we had a lot of spirits. So it's just like, it's like tampered down, like woos.
Yeah.
Woo?
Woo.
As always, I'm the owner of most buildings in Alexandria. You may call me Mr. Makhuka. And as you look at him, he is an extremely pretty, blonde, red-eyed Territorn. His blonde feathers kind of swoop down like a professional hairstyle. But I see that my runes have caught some people who can't afford to be here.
Wow.
Said you broke.
So, unlock the doors. If you have less than 20 gold, go ahead and leave. You're not welcome in my establishment.
Well,
I think, hold on. We have more than 20 gold because of the
what?
Because the gang.
You don't have that gold on you.
We just paid our tuition.
Because it's like 20 gold each.
Oh.
If we pull it together.
Can we get on a layaway plan?
Wait. Zimmer's is making eye contact with y'all, like. Like, we definitely don't have 20 gold.
Ivan kind of just like shrugs.
I came here to make money.
Yeah. We're not gonna make a big deal. I've sensed that we got some brokes in here. Can barely afford the cords on their headphones.
So you guys don't move.
We don't move.
Nah.
You're gonna have to kick me out of this. You're gonna have to kick me out of this club. You're gonna have to embarrass me.
I'm gonna look at Damien and be like, you offered to bring us here? Is there something that we don't know, like you know?
And then the spotlight goes out on the person behind you, but behind Mr. Makuka. And then multiple spotlights on Vera, Ivan, Ziomaris, Orion, who's trying to hide. And you see his, like, I wrote a one. You see him, like, underneath a table, his butt out.
Oh, buddy. Oh,
and then it's just shining down on him. And then Damien.
Is Orion anywhere near us?
No.
I gotta be real. I can't let him go out like that. I was gonna drag him back here.
So I asked you nicely to leave my club. Now leave. The guy behind him. Oh man, you can't just kick him out of the club. They're here to party. They're to have a good time. Like we're only here for a short time. Like they can stay in. I can cover for them. No, the poor are always looking for handouts.
Let them back in the streets.
The poor, you need 20 gold. That seems ridiculous.
Who says we don't have the money? Just because we don't have the money on us doesn't mean we're broke.
I have investments.
So I'm broke, but you need 20 gold to enter this competition? That's whack. We're in the pit.
You see him raise his hand up, and there's a ring on his finger. Someone give me another dice.
Yeah, my dice aren't good there. I don't use those dice. They're in dice jail. They're in that bag specifically because they never roll well.
Dude, you're using metal dice.
You think that you were balanced. You probably are.
Yeah, I missed the hole.
The other one's next to Sam's.
Here.
So I'm not going to redo that roll. I got a 4.
Nice.
And then nothing happens.
Yeah, oh. Embarrassing.
Are you saying that? Are you saying that out loud? I just need to know. Are you saying that out loud?
I'll say it out loud. God. Should I not? Hold on.
No, you already said it out loud.
Okay. Yeah.
Embarrassing, huh? Guards, remove them.
Can I activate my runes? Hold on.
You don't have your weapons with you.
What? I have my gauntlets on me.
I thought there was no weapons allowed.
Weapons.
No, weapons are allowed.
Oh.
Yeah, I said that because when ZMRs asked it, it was because ZMRs has guns, and it's just like, because we're fighting in a 50.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, are you gonna...
I'll activate it.
Okay, alright.
ZMRs is looking at Damien like, you don't... Like, honestly, ZMRS figured there had to be a little bit more to this, because Damien was squatting before this. He didn't seem like he had a lot of money, so ZMRS is just kind of looking at Damien like, this is your turf.
Oh, yeah. Are you asking him, or?
Do I need to ask him out loud? Can't he just kind of look at him with his eyes?
He's not looking your way. He's looking at the man.
Oh.
I'm a...
Damien, is this usually the deal here?
No, I usually have a benefactor here to pay me in.
Ah.
I just thought that since I won so many fights, I'd get it for free.
But what about the rest of us?
A hell of a wave.
Yeah. So you thought you'd get in for free, but you didn't mention anything about the other five people here. You knew we don't have 20 gold on us.
So you sent me for free.
I have a plan.
What's your plan?
Hey! And he points as Mr. Makuka, the owner of the building.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nat 20.
No worries. No worries. I just wanted to be safe.
In case, you know, in case.
You keep going.
No one kicks Diabolics out of the club. We'll take every fighter in here right now. Okay. Give us your strongest.
All right.
We'll fight your guards here and now. We just have a permanent spot at the table.
Zeomar starts putting his hands on his gun.
Yeah.
I have to make my gauntlets.
Ivan also readies his sword, his scimitar.
Can I contact VM and be like, hey, get down here! Get down here! This is...
Do dwarf spirits have to pay 20 gold? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Right now, the exact same thing is happening to our spirits.
I gotta get out of the club.
Damn, you broke! So you with them?
Okay. Oh no, they're getting blasted by the other spirits that were in the... like, oh, you don't have any money on Alexandra?
Damn, you said you had those horseshoes in for how long?
No, I switched them out, I swear.
Wow, you were such a noble steed, so that you're broke.
Damn.
I would go home with you, but oh, the Mr. Makuka starts laughing. Oh, the spirit, you guys are spirited. Diabolic, that's a new one. Yeah. And then Damien looks at him. Yeah, it is a new one. Guys, tell him how it's spelled. And then he says, D! And he starts folding his body okay. in the shape of a D.
I'm putting myself as the I, because we don't have any people to do this, actually.
You just say,
continue it!
I.
Ivan just shouts A. Ivan's not with it.
Zimmers looks at Eve. We have people.
B.
Is Orion together with it yet? Is his ass out from under the table?
Orion, seeing the bravado in Damien's voice of that nat 20, Orion has stood up and he throws his knife.
Roll to help.
And he makes it.
Oh, nice.
God.
Right, you need a win, arm. Buddy. You need a win.
Oh.
Diabod, the O. He's the O.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then you see him, there's a spot that doesn't have the A, and he's folding his body as an O.
Zeomarius looks at Baram again.
L.
The same face, Damien tries to... Sweet, Damien's able to summon a few more clones.
Thank you, I have to start with that. We don't have enough people to do this. Spelling thing in the first place.
See, Zeros has one roll. He can't be doubling up. I. Somebody needs to, the clone needs to say I.
Yeah, yeah. Damien has forgotten how to spell diabolics.
That's funny.
Zeomars is mouthing I.
I.
Zeomars, not even above his head, just like out in front of his chest, crosses his arms into an X.
That's hot.
X. He's not cracking up. There's a smile on his face. He's amused, but he is not breaking down the way I am. Like a failed high school cheerleader.
Oh, no. And then, as you guys are holding it, and the club is quiet, and then you hear a clip clop, clip clop, clip clop. And then Alexandra comes in, and there is a wolf laid out over their back. They're not in trouble. They're just, they look really sloshed. And so Alexandra is like tipping over, and no. like. So we have the entire crew holding the Diabolics pose. And your drunk spirits behind you guys.
I immediately leave the formation. I'm like, Alexandre, buddy, what did you drink?
Roll.
That's right. I did ask a question.
You smell like a saloon.
I rolled an unnatural 20.
Sweet. You get images of Alexandre getting in there and pretty much immediately getting into a fight with the guards there.
Oh, my God.
And then Alexandrite and Mia scared people far enough away where they drunk the bar.
No.
And then they came back when they heard the distress call.
No. I'm so sorry, buddy. It's also, it's everyone.
I keep thinking, yeah, everyone got to go out tonight, except for Radigan, who chose not to, and Samael, who just can't be seen in public. Jesus.
But yeah, I pat Alexander in the back. I'm like, okay, y'all, my horse is out. We gotta...
It's like, hey, just make your way towards the exit. Get a head start to, like, go home. Can you get a cab?
And then you hear a clapping as the Mr. Makuka, like, smiles at all of you. You guys are pretty good. What is this, your first day?
Technically, yes. We don't say that, but Zubars makes eye contact. That means, I mean, he's not wrong. It is technically our first day.
And he looks at you and he's just like, I won't kick you out.
Yeah.
Dang, I had to come back. Sorry.
But if you want to leave, you have to fight one of my guards.
All right, so let me get this straight. The reverse is happening now? We're not allowed to leave now? What if I just don't want to leave? I'm cool. I'm chilling.
You can choose to fight them as a group. One-on-one. Or two of you versus my guard.
Should we just a group?
Yeah. Like,
we work as well as a group.
I also feel like a group would be best.
And so Eve backs out because Eve's not a fighter. So it's just the five of you.
Okay.
And you guys jump into the pit as people are not cheering. This is a very jovial occasion at the beginning.
Oh my god. There was an audible thud.
And you run into a Fusion. Oh, would you guys like to roll a...
Wait. Wisdom? Asia remembers.
You remember?
But yeah, because sorry, I feel like I'm talking like Elmo, but just to differentiate... A Fujin is kind of like the punchy, I want to say monkeyish one, right? No, never mind.
It's kind of like an ogre.
Yeah. Never mind. Shut up, Asia. Never mind. I rolled. Okay, am I rolling for?
What am I rolling for?
Roll nature.
Okay. Now that I've embarrassed myself. With my lack of knowledge.
10. It was almost in that 20.
Oh, nature. Okay.
Yeah, Ryan got a 1. Right. Nature. Damien got a 1.
Nature. Wow.
Get some other dice.
So I have a 14.
What did you get?
A 10 for nature.
9.
Okay. So Zebras is the only one that knows this.
Yeah.
And you know enough because haven't encountered it, but you know enough that you also get the armor class, hit points, mana, and speed.
Yeah.
The Fujin is an ultra-aggressive creature that is rarely sighted and seldom survived. Widely regarded as the pinnacle in unparalleled physical prowess, the Fujin is said to be a loner. This is due to the Fujin's near-permanent nomadic lifestyle. Is that entirely certain where the Fujin is capable of living, though it's not far-fetched to assume that it can live just about anywhere. The Fujin strongly resemble a traditional and ape-like Oni. However, notable differences include Fujin's broader muscles, large horns, hairy tail tip, and its ability to use wind-based attacks. The Fujin's most notable attack is its ability to shoot aggressive winds from its mouth, either as a blast or a beam. They are hated by many adventurers due to their combination of speed, aggression, and power. Fujin are best described as being ultra-aggressive, willing to attack and kill anything that it threatens them, brutally, at that. All Fujin are trained exclusively by the god of oaths, Ezra Caligo. And so because of that, they all wield a Kenobo.
What's a Kenobo?
That's hilarious.
It's like a club with spikes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a giant iron club that's a
They are a huge beast. Armor class is 17. Hit points, 200. Mana, 50.
Oh, we can do this.
Speed, 40 feet. Climb, 40 feet. Strength, 26. Dexterity, 12. Constitution, 23. Intelligence, 12. Wisdom, 20. Charisma, 8.
We're the same.
Sorry. Charisma, 8. Sorry. They don't need to charm anybody, but it's just like,
The Fuji's long jump is up to 30 feet, and its high jump is up to 15 feet.
Perfect.
Their attacks get a plus 11 to hit.
How much? We don't know all this. You're just giving this us for flavor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Interesting.
Mr. Pachuca is just, like, narrating this as we're, like, about to fight it. Like an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, in this ring, 1,000 pounds.
It takes over 4 spaces.
All right.
That's all right.
5, 10, 15. And you guys are?
20 away.
20 away.
Okay. All right. So they can just get us.
Yeah, they can get you guys right now.
It's a good thing we have to roll for initiative and they go last.
Given our track record.
Yeah, I'm running towards Mr. Makuka. I'm just gonna deck him.
You guys are in. The thing is, it's like this is a raised plat. Like,
is it raised or lowered?
It's lowered. Okay. Yeah, okay. The walls are raised. Think of it like an underground UFC ring.
Right.
Kill the lights.
And that's where we're gonna end the chapter for today.